We're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and for this next segment, please be joined by Dennis Cook. He's the Aggieville Business Association Executive Director, and is kind enough to give us a few minutes of his time. I know you're a busy man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon.
A lot of stuff has been going down in the news here recently. Obviously, a new local health order went into effect at midnight tonight, or this morning, I should say. And that mostly impacts restaurants and bars, which you have a lot of down in Aggieville, reducing occupancy to 75% of the posted capacity. Wanted to get kind of your take on that, and also what establishments are doing down there to limit the spread of COVID-19.
Well, first off, I guess I would just I'll answer for Aggieville in general. I think we've done a good job. We've got 29 service businesses, everything from hair to nails to tattoos and hotels and shoe repair and real estate, laundry and cleaners, and they're all very active and they're doing a great job. We have, I think the number is about 17 retail shops for books and clothing and music and art supplies. So we have a lot of other things besides bars and restaurants. But when it comes to the bars and restaurants, I think maybe it might surprise you that we've got about 6 different places in Aggieville to eat. And but a lot of that is just everything from fast food to the real dinners, coffee shops, etc. So the number of bars, bar restaurant type things that we're really talking about at this moment isn't that big a number. It's about 16, and since they were closed for quite a while, I think they came back, and they've done a really good job of handling their employees. They've done a great job of watching out what was going on in the bar. In their establishments, I think it's a bit of a we've kind of had an uptick of people maybe coming in from out of town, new people coming back into town, and so right now everybody just needs to be a little bit more careful. We need to back up a little bit. We had some bar owners and some county officials had a meeting on Monday to discuss what's going on and how can we get a little bit tighten it up a little bit, and they were in agreement in helping recommend the idea of backing down to 75% occupancy and going back to logging. They've been checking all their employees, but they haven't been logging it, and now they'll be back according to the Riley County Health Department recommendation or mandate. We will now keep a log of everybody's health as they come to the door. So we're working on it.
Yeah. Well, and it's really to no fault of your own. I know a lot of folks have been desperate to go to places, and especially bars and restaurants, and limiting crowds is a little difficult when, especially, lines to go out to get in a building or something, that a lot of that's out of your control. But are they doing stuff to try to limit the spread there that way?
Well, yeah. Of course, they've been watching occupancies and things like that. And actually, I don't think anybody has. This is not the time of year that we're really, it sounds strange to say, because, people are under the assumption that these places are really packed, but, this is really usually the time of year that it's pretty slow. But there was just a bit of an influx over the weekend. But mostly, they're very tight on watching occupancies, and, they've done a lot of the things about, moving aside tables, trying to spread people out. But when people do get out, it looked like to me, I'm a little different age group, but it looks like to me just like when one of our local stores has mulch on sale for $2 a bag, and everybody plows in there, and I see that, and I'm going, wow, that's crazy. We're going to have those moments too, and everybody's aware, and they're going to keep watching on it.
Yeah, the one thing is, a lot these days everyone has a cell phone and they're gonna put things on social media, and when that gets traction, that's gonna, you know, you gotta be prepared for stuff like that. That's just the age we're living in these days. And I know some of that got out this weekend, but really, I don't know if you can really pin the blame on anybody here, but it's, you know, it just kind of is what it is. And, you know, continue to remind people just to be careful.
Yeah. And you know, I just think, you know, you're just going to have those moments when you have when the weather's just right. I think and again, I am certainly not blaming anybody. You know, I welcome everybody to come down here, but I think we just had that, a little bit of a moment where the weather was perfect. We had an influx of some people coming back in town from, you know, that are university related students. I think they, the military, Fort Riley, kind of gave some people a weekend off. And so we looked a little busier last weekend, but then again, that doesn't have anything really to do directly with the numbers you saw from this weekend, because you've kind of got to go back about 2 weeks. You know, where did that spike come from? So we're all just, you know, we're all very willing to tighten it up a little bit and make sure that we're doing the correct things. This is exactly what the recovery task force has been talking about, is, you know, not if we have a spike, but when. You know, we kind of expected that and said, how do you handle that? And we said, well, we're at that moment, we were at the health department order number 12. We just said, well, you know, we'll just start backing up a little bit. If we have to go back to order number 11 or order number 10 and try to follow the guidelines we were at that point, then let's see if we can't just get a handle on it and flatten it back out again. So I commend the Raleigh County Health Department for looking at it very carefully and making a really good decision. So we're fine with this.
All right. Are there any businesses down there that are requiring masks upon entry?
Yes, there are. There's a few. There's a few on the retail side that do require that, and they have I've talked to them, and the response they get from their customers are those customers really understand that. But that is their prerogative. There's a lot more down here that have their employees are all masked up, but they don't require it. But they do try to, you know, watch everybody and not let their business get really crowded with people. But that's much harder to do for customers in a restaurant bar setting, because you've got to eat or drink, and that's what you're in there for.
Yeah, I know they've been hit some of the hardest here on the retail aspect. A lot of the businesses in Aggieville. How are they coming back from this? Are they resilient here? Are they optimistic?
Yes, you know, I think we've only had really two businesses that were in business when the virus hit and that have since closed. Other than that, out of our approximately 100 businesses, we have everybody. We don't have any other casualties on that. I mean, I hate to lose anybody, but we have had a couple of casualties. But the businesses that are back open and are doing really well. They're all talking about that this is, you know, as good or better than it normally is at this time of year. So that's great. I think that's a testimony to the locals in Manhattan and people wanting to come out and support local businesses.
All right, very good. And Dennis Cook, our guest here on In Focus, Aggieville Business Association Director. And we have no phone call. All right. Well, I think we'll wrap it up there then, Dennis. Appreciate the time here this morning and giving us a little perspective on everything that's going on.
Sure. And I would say that you know, we have a lot of construction going on down here. None of it's going to end today. it's going to go on for a while. But please come down and support local businesses.
All right. Yep. It's neat to see all the progress going on there with that. Dennis Cook again. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. Take care.
Stay tuned. More In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.